is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. It's a great honor to have you.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee and friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Hey, everybody. Glad to be with you. Here it is. Monday, but boy, Mondays aren't dreary days when we've got the show to look forward to all day, even as we've been in the midst of a monsoon here in Virginia Beach as we're broadcasting. Wow, it's been an afternoon. We're full of floods, and it reminds me of those real intense blizzards back home when the snow was just, well, those of you that have been in snowy areas, you know, when it's coming down, it's really coming down. We also want to send a word out and a prayer and, you know, lots of love and like to all of our friends down south that are dealing with the hurricane. And we're only going to get what, Jim? The final?
They're just going to get the outer bands.
Yeah.
Right now, I mean, things change.
They do.
But so far, it's been changing for our benefit.
Yeah.
Pushing it, bending it before it makes it up north as fast.
So we hope you all do okay.
Yeah,
you know, you're not strange.
It's a big bastard, so Kathy said they're already getting the outer effect. Yeah, she's Floridian. They know their shit well.
There was?
That's not a good sign anyway. Deb, don't worry about what I just said. That was not a good sound.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It was a weird sound. It was a beep. Let me see. I just got a text.
Maybe you're being beeped.
I don't think that's it.
Everyone remember... Facebookers, glad to have you with us. Blog talkers, wonderful to have you over the News for the Soul Network.
Very, very well.
We are using ordinary playing cards for the readings that are being conducted during our show. This is, as you heard in the introduction, this is the method my grandmother taught me, and in a very timely fashion because we lost her 2 years later. She did pass on. And to the very best of my knowledge, I'm the only living expert at this method. So it's been my, it's been my personal mission to try to teach as many others as I possibly can to use this method in their own lives. If they would like to have a nice back pocket career, you know, as a credentialed practitioner, that sort of thing. And we can all talk about that at another time. Just want you to remember ordinary playing cards. So the distinction is made that we are not using tarot. This is not oracle card reading or any of the other methods that are out there. Okay. Also, when we take your call, I will be using a full 24 card layout for each of the calls, which is my preferred way to give readings during a show rather than just the one or three card or five, however other people do it. This is my preferred way. And it's also actually the method I use in private sessions with those that, you know, come for their own private readings with me. So I just want to mention that. And now I'm going to turn this over to Mr. Jimbo himself. Yay.
Hey, welcome everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. We also would like to remind all you folks that are out there in the radio land and in the Facebook land and whatever other platform, because there's different ways people can listen to Blog Talk Radio, Apple, the different things that they can use, to, different platforms to listen to Blog Talk. Everybody out there, if you are able to tell us where you're from, let us know. We'll give you live international shout-outs as you let us know. Like, so far, we have Terry Sue, who is in the UK, and I think she may be the only international folk here right now that is with us, and we'll find out as we take phone calls. And speaking of phone calls, got to have that number, otherwise you're not getting squat. 646-595-4274. That is the number to call in to get your free reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says, hey, you can listen to the show while you wait. And that is a very true statement. You can listen to the entire show while you wait. You'll be in the queue when your time comes up. You'll be selected and we'll make it very clear that you're next. And if you hear nothing, no silence, bad, call back. Call back. With computers and cell phone towers and all that stuff going on, it happens. Or you get dropped, immediately call back. You won't, and if you call back right away, you're not going to like get kicked to the back of the line. Well, we understand. We'll recognize the area code. Everybody out there, when you hear this, when you hear the harps, let it be known that your reading is coming to a conclusion, please. It is not a sign that says, oh, like a yellow light at an intersection, and you speed up real quick and tread it. When you hear the harps, just let it come to an end peacefully, please. But before you depart, we are going to give you a single card reading, and it will be from the exact same method. It will be, from, but it will be from the online version, a single card. We will ask it a question. Basically, I will ask it a question based on the subject and the reading. I will do that. When it gets at that point near the end of the reading, and then I will tell you what that is. And Deb, since it's the PLD method, she'll be able to tell you big time about that card, how it relates to you. So thank you. Very, very good. Very, very good. Very good. Now, I'm trying to paste this in the room so people need the people got to have the number. It'll, international folks, you know the deal. If things thin out, we'll turn to you on Facebook. We will, but we just... we can't nail down promises and times and all that stuff. You just got to be patient and keep the ears open because we will make it very, very clear if and when we do such a thing. All right. Yes. Have fun propping. Actually, not too bad. You like it that way? You don't like it sideways? Oh, you just hit something. You just hit the camera, Deb.
We're using an alternate device here tonight.
Da 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 da. Now you won't be able to see the log that way, so you have to decide. Would you like to see the log?
Yeah, I want to see the log.
Then prop it up on a pair of socks or something. Something that's a little sticky, not such a slippery slope thing. And then put your mouse pad now underneath that. No, put that down. It's because this will provide a little traction. See, so it won't slide around as much. You happy? You can move that around.
Yeah, pretty good. This afternoon, I went out and had my stuff dilated for...
Holy crap, that thing has sound. I forgot that it is a device.
Yeah, so my eyes are a little...
What's wrong with your eyes?
Funky, but I think we're going to do just fine.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, it was really bad when the sun came out after the rain. So first of all, you're already used to the darkness all day.
Yeah.
Second of all, your eyes are dilated. That's the number one factor. Actually, I should say second one. Then third, everything's wet, so the sun's reflecting off all the wet stuff, too.
Yeah, it's like, bright light!
Yeah, like I said, the worst time for me is when the very first time I had it, when I was 18 years old, I was in Great Lakes, Illinois, and I never had it before. They sent me and a kid, we had to go like 4, 6, 7, 8 blocks, I don't know, walked over to this place, get our eyes done. They did it. They trickled us in one at a couple at a time. And then the guy said, all right, you go back to where you came from. And then we're in boot camp, so they don't give a shit if we're uncomfortable or not. We step outside.
And?
And immediately, the sun is high in the sky. And everything is snow away from having snowed like a day before. So that beating off the floor.
Oh, it had to be
and I'd never experienced
horrible.
That before. So we were just like, so we could hardly walk. Just the hands all over our faces walking back to where we had to go.
Now remember, everybody, this method employs the two tools that are really instrumental enabling us to navigate our own paths to the future and in many ways creating our own reality. Those two tools are choice and change. And the choices and changes that others are making in their lives can and often will impact your own. So this is why we recommend, and most of our show followers do join us quite often, because they know that there can be fluctuations in your path depending on what other people do. Is it possible for us to find out what others are thinking, how they're feeling, what's making them tick? You're darn right, we can. We are able to do that. And I prefer not to think of it as metaphysical spying. I just think of it as, well, as checking in, per se, with those who, in you know, they are impacting my life. I would really like to know who's authentic, you know, who I can trust, who is loyal, that sort of thing, what their true feelings are. And that becomes really a dynamic instrument in our lives to be able to perceive the future before we even live it. Well, of course, that's what the future is, correct?
True that.
But if we can alter it, and we can, that makes a big difference in the lives that we are living. With that said, I think we can get this party started.
We shall do so. Our first caller is going to be area code 845 in the great state of New York. 845, welcome to the show. You are caller number one.
Hi.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Maria. I call it from New York. How are you?
Oh, hello, Maria.
It's been a little while.
Yes, it's been a while since we've heard from you.
How are you doing?
Yes. Fine, thank you. How are you? It's a pleasure to talk with you guys. I wanted to ask you something. You see the guy, the name is Ryan. Is it good for my daughter?
What are you asking about for your daughter?
But this guy, what's his name?
The guy want to go out to my daughter. I want to know, you know.
Oh, okay.
And do you have a name or a first letter or something?
Ryan.
His name is Rye?
Yes. Ryan.
Ryan. Gotcha. I thought it was Ryan, like rye bread. I'm like, oh my God, what is he, a Reuben? All right, here we go.
Oh, you're funny tonight, Jim.
Yeah,
all right, Maria, I'm going to take a look right now. And, you know, I will tell you exactly what is there. I feel it serves no purpose for me to not be totally honest in readings, okay? So give me one moment here. Jim's going to chat with you while I prepare your layout.
That's a lot of people don't actually ask that question as much as they should.
And they should.
They should, because that is a beautiful one. That's right up her alley to check people out. They ask for themselves a lot, but they don't ask for other, like their siblings or their offspring and stuff like that, or even their parents that may be back in the dating world. But you should do that. There's no reason not to do that.
And, you know, in part, it should be mentioned here that doing this, even as you first meet somebody, these cards can already tell you if that relationship is going to come to fruition, what it'll be, if it's going to just simply be in the friend zone, then you know that. If it's going to be maybe not the wisest choice for you, because you're dealing with somebody who has the mind and heart of a player.
It could be a snake.
Yeah. Or
snake in the grass.
Yeah. Or, like, for instance, those who are cheating, those who lie, that sort of thing.
Nobody likes a liar. Even liars don't like liars. Kind of funny, isn't it? Yeah, it's a true statement, though.
And this is for your daughter, Maria, correct?
Yes.
Yes, I got it. Just the one daughter.
Yep, just the one. She has one daughter, and this is, do you know anything about him at all?
The guy, no.
Okay, so she's totally...
He's working for the panel. He's electrician, you know.
It's all you.
Okay. Well, I think it's a really good idea for your daughter to know before she even gets in there, in this, you know, deeply into this relationship, because I can tell that she's not had an easy time with relationships. So this will be good insight for her. I do really think he's a good man, And I think that he is going to really do a wonderful job of helping her heal from past, you know, heartbreak, that kind of thing. Sometimes we need that. Someone to come along, give us love, make us feel special, and that's what she's going to get from him. Yeah, I think he's going to really treat her well. I do.
I was telling my daughter, we're going to Italy, you know, going to meet some part over there. You think you see I'm going to go still in Italy?
Yes, I think she should go, that you both should go to Italy.
Regardless, yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Take this trip. And remember, if she meets someone else, that's kind of meant to be. Right now I'm not seeing, actually, yes, there is a little bit of a potential here, actually quite a bit, that her true mate is very likely in Italy. Right here, I see it. And also, but Ryan seems like a very, what would I call him? A very nice, very kind Mr. Right Now.
So he's actually, you do not see him as a snake in the grass?
No, not at all.
Good.
No.
That's good. That's what she was worried about as a mother and fathers, especially right. with daughters. Everybody's going to worry about that.
If
so, Dad, I got just one daughter. My husband passed away. My daughter, she's everything to me.
Oh, well.
First to God, then to my daughter.
That's wonderful, Maria.
Yeah.
I think so. She's going to find herself a really wonderful husband coming up here.
And not necessarily Ryan?
Not necessarily Ryan, right.
Which is fine, right? As long as
somebody else. When I tell you the mess I got in my house about the roof, I tell you.
Yes. Yeah.
It's really, up in the air. I still do the panel, and they not come and take it away, the company. Otherwise, I was gone now in September in Italy. Maybe I'm going to go in October, November. I don't know when I'm going to go. But I want to go soon.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Even if they do Christmas over there, I want to go. Because I'm so depressed, confused, tired, everything.
I think it would be wonderful for you to go see your family and others that are in Italy.
Sure.
Yeah, it would really be good for you, for your state of mind.
Yeah, for my daughter too, everything is in the cave. You know, we needed a little bit of good time. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And she's maybe going to find you a really nice son-in-law over there. He's got money.
I love him all. I'm over there for good.
Yes.
He got him money over there?
Yep. That's, he's very successful. He owns property, and the one thing he doesn't have is a wife, and he really wants a wife. He's a gentleman. He will court her. So Ryan is nice for now, but I really think her future lies somewhere else. With someone.
Good.
Else.
Thank you very, very, very much. I wish you was up here, but I'm going to kiss you.
If I was closer, I'd come see you, Maria. Thank you so much. Wait now. Wait, we got a card for
Hang
you.
Hang on. We have a single card for you.
Yeah.
And Deb's going to jump in on this. It is the Jack of Diamonds. The young, fair-complected male connected to this matter is materialistic by nature and generally financially driven in his dealings with others. While he appears to share your concern in the matter at hand and is eager to assist you, his motive is primarily to profit personally from the situation. Keep this in mind whenever you're in contact with this man. And now you could take that and elaborate it to her.
This, I believe, is a son. And this could be the son that this man in Italy has, or it's a son they could have together.
So it's somebody that has not yet come into the picture, actually.
Right,
it's
exactly.
On the way.
Well, the son could already exist.
I mean, they don't know. They haven't interacted yet with this person
yet, right?
But
this is a son that they're going to have to keep a tight rein on because, like it said there, he's materialistic by nature.
All his motives are personal.
Yeah. So
profit might not mean money. It means gaining something, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Could be brown cow, but or something, but we don't know.
So Anyway, I really think it's a good future for both you and your daughter, and a wonderful thing for the two of you to share.
All right. Well, thank you very much. It's been a long time.
Thank you.
Everything going good.
God bless.
We wish you the best. We hope to hear from you again.
I'll let you know what happens. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. And we got to keep on.
Much love, Maria.
All right.
To your daughter.
We're going on, Deb. We are going on to area code 651, which is in our home state of Minnesota. Okay. Welcome, 651.
Hello.
Who dat?
Hello.
Hi. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, it's Christiana. It turns out I could call in after all.
Well, Christiana, glad to have you with us. I understand that you've been adding to your, what should we call it, your repertoire as a healer, and you have now some very fine gifts to share with your clientele and also with our audience.
What are you talking about?
Would you like to tell us what you do?
Okay, the voodoo that you do.
I'm now certified as a shamanic practitioner, and I've taken the classes to be that, to be the shamanic practitioner. And I usually...
Yes, go ahead, honey.
Will you go ahead? Just go ahead.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
My bad. The sessions are about 60 minutes, and sometimes it can run to 90 minutes depending on what kind of work needs to be done. There's a lot of different techniques to really describe it in a nutshell, but there's like working with the aura, the energetic body. There's drumming, there's rattling, there's working with the chakras. You can find me on In the Light Shamanism on Instagram and DM me there if you're interested in a session.
Well, we're glad you told us how we can find you. Now, please tell us a little something about, I know you do some other things like tarot card readings, and don't you also crystal ball?
Yes, I love the crystal ball. I find that a lot of people aren't really doing that. So I like to do the crystal ball readings, psychic readings, and I mostly do oracle readings, but I do have a special deck of fairy tarot cards and angel tarot cards that I like to use. So I do
quite a bit there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you, now, because I don't know a whole lot about shamanism in particular, does this put you on the same level as, like, say, a medicine man in tribal, Indian tribal communities or set us here?
I don't know if I really compare myself to anybody, but I am educated and in touch with spirit, so I know the rituals and everything, and I could definitely do that for the client.
Tell me, Christiana, what would you like to ask for your question in your reading?
Am I reading today? Let's see. I would like to know where you see my shamanic business going.
Okay. Sounds like a good
like
one to me.
Like in a positive direction, perhaps?
All right.
I kind of figured it would be related to that, and that's a good thing.
So did I. I was already kind of on that wavelength.
And it would make sense. She just got all her whatever, and she's ready to rock and roll with it. She wants to know how it's going to favor her. And that is a good question.
That's a very nice way.
And I think, as far as if it's the shaman type of stuff, I'm assuming shamanic. I've never heard it said like that ever in my entire life. I don't know.
Yeah, that is
how
they say.
Well, I believe you. I'm just saying I've only heard of like shaman. I know that they're actual people. Right? And tribes. I think, she's in Minnesota, so A lot of people are going to be very receptive to that, you know.
In Minnesota?
Yeah, there's a lot of freaking reservations and a lot of Native American culture there. Obviously huge.
That could only...
Lord, Minnesota itself is Native American.
It could only enrich what she does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's what I'm saying. She's in a really great place for that, I'm thinking. Yes.
My sense here is, Christiane, eventually you're going to settle your, we'll call it your practice, is going to settle on helping men, particularly boys and men, that are having a lot of trouble emotionally dealing with drug use, being estranged from their families, alcoholism. I mean, that's what's coming through. You're going to be really instrumental in helping to bring families together. And I can't think of a thing we need better than that these days.
Oh, yeah, it's getting worse.
It is.
Instead of better on the family unit thing.
It really is. And the thing is that what has caused so much, I think, in terms of like a separation is that a lot of kids ended up that are adult now were raised in either daycare centers with some kind of babysitter, maybe foster care. I mean,
there's a lot more broken homes, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot more people that both parties want a better life, so they're both working.
At the detriment of their children in some
way. At the detriment of the children, but they actually are doing it for the right reason to provide for them. But you're right, it is they're not being around. But they want to have a better home and better this and better that. So they figure, well, we both got it. So they got, you know. So.
And Christiane, I definitely see that you're going to end up with a strong voice over the radio.
The radio.
And boy, I couldn't think of a better place than for you at some point to join all of us here at News for the Soul. I mean, bless you. The audience for News for the Soul has had such expansion. We're talking millions now.
Wow.
So this is something you should keep in mind. I see it very clearly here that you're going to go play.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily live listening. What people love. You know, people love to binge watch stuff. People love to download shows later at their convenience.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Where you could put together lectures and, whatever is involved encompasses your work. You could have shows that are always there for them to come back to. So there is
I'd love to do that.
A lot of growth. Yeah, and I can't see why you wouldn't be quite a star, okay? So we'll have to talk about that later.
Okay.
And I'm really glad that you called. And Jim,
I am indeed.
Yeah, he's getting you.
There's the transition. Yes, it is. All right, Deb, it's Queen of Diamonds. It's a fair, convicted woman highlighted in this matter is motivated by profit. She enjoys a return on her investments, whether it's time, money, emotion, she's investing. Because of her nature to be resourceful in handling financial matters, she has excellent problem-solving abilities. What do you think about the Queen of Diamonds coming up with this?
The matter just proceeds
to take a new direction as a result of the efforts of such a woman. Is this somebody that's going to... What do you think?
I think this is going to be a woman who's going to partner with you in the future.
There you go.
And she's going to have the money and, you know, the dollars and cents acumen to
that would, that's what I would have taken on it to reading it without knowing what these cards mean. Reading that.
Business or romantic?
Yeah. Well, it's business.
No, this is very business because it's talking about taking new directions and investing in finances and cat. This is purely business here.
And just remember, hon, the world is your oyster because you've got the internet. You've got where you can use radio to become a strong voice for you.
Radio.
You can hold seminars very close to Minneapolis, St. Paul down there, where you could really make a name for yourself. And there's no doubt in my mind the potential is very strong in your cards. I have nothing but faith in you. And it's up to you to feel the same.
Aww.
Yes, honey. Absolutely. So,
all right. Well, thank
you, Paul. All right, and I'll be in touch. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hammered by a freaking sneaky effect. Definitely. Serious. It doesn't make sense. We just had a rain beatdown, and why am I getting all this
and today I'm not bothered. I haven't had any issues.
It is what it is. Of course, you know, clothes and all this stuff, when it was washed and dried, might have been a lot of pollen running around. Doesn't mean anything because it comes out. It's really, that stuff sucks, is all I can say. All right, Deb.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Area code 520.
Oh.
Oh, Lisa. Lisa, are you here with us amongst the living?
Hey, you guys. Dude F and dude. What a partnership. Yeah. The love and the muscle. You're the muscle, Jimbo. You bring the muscle.
Right.
The love and the muscle.
Whoa. And the psychic. Oh, different ball game. When you put the two words together. Bada bing, bada bing.
The audience is dying to know. They want you to fill them in on how everything is going.
Well, that's what she's here for.
Deb, after I talk to you, and Jimbo, I heeded your words, and I thought, okay, well, I'm going to start inviting this dude along. And yesterday we spent all day together. It was fun. We had dinner. We went out. We watched a couple of movies, and then this morning we went for a bike ride, and I don't know if we're having dinner together. I had to go out of town, and I'm really exhausted. He's making some part of the dinner, and I don't know. You know, it just seems I don't know. You know, it just seems okay. It seems he's still talking marriage, you know.
Yes.
So I don't know, Deb. What do cards say?
How do you respond to that? How do you respond to that when he brings that up? Yeah.
I tell him that I want to get married and that it'll be forever marriage for me because I will put my all into it. And I don't want anything other than, you know, there's no such thing as failure for me when it comes to that. And, you know, I just tell them when I fall in love, it's forever.
Well, I have to tell you, darling, the strides you have made since we first made contact last October. And look at you, the healing, the how you picked up the reins of your life and how you've met this amazing man who seems to be an integral part of your future. It's amazing to me. It's been quite a journey. Quite a journey.
Yeah, for me too. For me too.
I'm going to take a good look for you. Yes, go ahead.
Your coaching has been really, it's been extremely supportive.
Well, and I've got to tell you, I appreciate that you call as often as you do because it gives others the chance to see. It gives me the chance to illustrate that I'm just not a party psychic or pulling rabbits out of a hat. This is a legitimate way of providing intuitive therapy for people, coaching, helping them get, you know, navigate their lives, not telling them what to do, just walking with them, you know, giving them support and offering options. That's really all there is to it. So
what
you,
can one do?
You
what can one do?
She has contributed so amazingly. I'm going to lay your cards out right now. All right?
Thank you.
And Jim,
thank
talk
you.
To you.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, he's talking about marriage. He's feeling you out.
So to speak.
Yes. I'll tell you. I have.
That, you know what, though? That is a weird way to feel somebody out. And I don't, you know, I'm not getting dirty. I'm being really philosophical here. Hey! I wonder how those relationships go. Let me just throw the biggest king of all the kings of kings, the marriage card out there. Not even get something in between, like a friendship or a promise ring or anything. Let's just jump the gun and go right to that next subject. That would kind of freak me out a little bit. Like, whoa, where are the baby steps? Yeah, where are the baby steps?
They have spent every single day practically.
Yeah, but it's not. Has it been 12 months? You guys make it sound like they've been together in eternity. We've been together since I can remember. We were children. It's been 10 to 11 damn months.
Let's
take this into perspective. Rewind this.
This is going to be a groundbreaking time for you, Lisa.
I'm not saying it's not.
Because what I'm perceiving here is you are healing him as well. And he can't imagine his life without you in the future. Just as you said, you didn't know how you were going to put one foot in front of the other if your relationship were to, you know, disintegrate. And, you know, I got to tell you, honestly, what I'm picking up here is kind of mind-blowing, that he wants to have your solid gold commitment and likely on your ring finger as well before he's going to fully consummate this relationship. There are men in this world like that, just as there are women.
Yep, lots of 50-year-old guys that do that all the time.
Jim.
She's told us his age. It's not a secret. But make it sound like it's a secret. She's told the man's age way back
then.
Well,
this is news for the soul, which means, like, good news for the soul. So we want to...
Well, really, I got to go look and see if news for the soul has the word good in front of it.
Anyway.
I'm not saying anything bad. I'm just saying, come on, man. That's all.
Let her put forth her energy
towards the future
to share with him. And if he's bringing these subjects up, he is preparing. He's laying the groundwork here for, I think, that proposal. And that's when this man is going to, like, fully give himself to you. And you are going to, like you said, this would be the marriage for you till death do us part. Okay, so I just wanted you to know, I feel he's going to put a ring on it. And I couldn't be happier for you.
No. Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
well,
you,
it's a healthy day. What day are we on? Today's Monday. I'd say by, let's see, either Wednesday or Thursday, we're going to get the F him calls because they're going to be on the other part of it now.
They do go through their paces, don't they?
Oh, I could set my watch by it almost.
Well, that's very cynical of you. I would like to think every day we wake up is another opportunity for us to literally start our lives again. A time for gratitude. For attitude, good attitude.
Scarlett O'Hara.
So anyway, Lisa, I think that it'll be around the time of your trip or
what
thereafter when you get back.
When's the trip?
They're still...
Oh, they haven't nailed it down? Okay.
No. But yes, be aware that I think the two of you are going to have another difference of opinion coming up. And the best thing to do is just be... prepared to know that you two are going to disagree on something and just keep it in control. Don't let it get out of hand as they sometimes do.
They have never gotten that far.
So
out of hand isn't out of hand.
It might even be their natural rhythm.
It might be
together.
It might be like we see like King of Queens and all those. They're sitcoms, but those people fight all the time. No, they don't fight like cops are coming. But, you know, they have spats all the time. And neither do they. Neither does she and they. They don't have anything major.
No, and remember, they do say that art imitates life. So we're watching TV shows that...
I mean, a lot of people write these things because they have little experiences, and they make them better. But I'm saying even when they have their negative fallout, they're not that big of a deal. Nobody's threatening anybody's lives. I mean, they get pissed off, slam doors. And
everything looks really good, Lisa, at least for the moment.
It's minor stuff when they have their stuff. If it was really bad, it would be, you know.
Yeah.
It would be different.
But you're all in on this, and I think he is too. Here's the thing that you and I had agreed on quite some time ago, that you are high maintenance. In a good sense.
And not yet.
Not in a bad sense.
We gotta figure out another word for that.
Rather than high maintenance?
Because I know what you mean. But it's, you know what everybody thinks that means
that
nowadays.
That's
all she cares about is diamonds and Lamborghini.
I do tell him the things that bother me. And because you and I talked, when we talked privately, you saw some stuff. And I said to him, it bothers me when you do such and such. And it wasn't major or anything. I just calmly mentioned it to him. And then when I've been heedful when you said, you know, maybe inviting him to some of your places, which I did, and I have. And he became very excited about, he said, well, you know, it's not that I'm not interested in not going. And like he was, you know, trying to explain really fast. And I said, look, you know, I'm not trying to pressure you. I was just extending, you know, whenever it's good for you, you know, in your schedule, you're certainly welcome to come along with me. So it's kind of a sacrifice. I don't like to give up my private spaces, but a couple of them I can trade in, you know, and just invite him. At least he knows that I'm inviting him, you know, including him.
I think that's great. I really do. What do we want to call it?
Call it a compromise, not a sacrifice.
That's a good idea.
Sacrifice makes it sound like you're really, sacrifices for that person.
Yeah.
Call it a compromise, because otherwise if you say sacrifice, that means you kind of really don't want to be with that
person. And I'll tell you what, you want to have a successful relationship, you're going to be compromising a lot.
That's life anyway.
It's give and take.
It is. I mean, and you know what? If nobody wants to compromise, that their relationship's on its way into doom. You might as well just go ahead and make your reservations at the divorce court if nobody wants to compromise squat.
Just remember, given his history, he's still learning how to have this relationship with you.
Oh, you're so
okay.
What was that movie? Was it Starman?
He's still learning. It might have been.
What was that one with Jeff Bridges?
That was Starman.
It's like that. Like he was like a baby. Didn't know anything about.
And she was teaching him.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
Except this guy actually is not from another planet.
No, as far as we know.
As far as we know, that's true.
Yeah. So, I see nothing but good stuff here. Okay. So that's a nice breath of fresh air for once. Once in a while we get that.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I think it's wonderful how the two of
you
continue to strive. Oh, here's what I was going to say about high maintenance.
Dear God.
This man would have given up on you long ago if he didn't feel the investment was, you know, the right one for him, because it takes a special person to be able to cope. You know, you got your, what do they call them? I forgot what the word is. It's like that.
Everybody has their flaws, no matter who they think they are.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
They all
I'm the first to admit.
We're human beings. We all do stupid things. We make errors, and we have flaws. And anybody doesn't think they do, they are narcissists.
Absolutely.
Or they're just idiots, and they put their head in the sand. I didn't do anything wrong. I put my head in the sand. I'm perfect. You're a dumbass.
So, Lisa, it looks good. Everything about this looks really good to me.
International shout-out to Rachel from Australia.
Rachel. All right.
I'm so glad. Thank you. But I tell you, your coaching does help. The tidbits that I pick up from you has been so helpful, because I just know how to proceed a little bit better, because I can be clumsy too.
right, real quick, I pulled a card for you on the computer because it's a PLD, the psychiclovedoctor.com website. And it's the King of Diamonds, and I'm going to let Deb just run with it so I don't have to read it because she knows all about that because you've seen that card.
That man is still, he's still here.
Right, so that's why I'm going to say you roll with it.
I just want everyone to be aware that
that's all.
Life is an immense sea of opportunity. And I explain this in my book. Boy, is that a segue and a half, huh?
But not planned.
I know. But, yeah, I want you to know that. There are many possible partners for any one of us. Okay, sometimes people get hooked on the soulmate concept.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking for my, but you know what? There are many different kinds of soulmates too. So you still have a King of Diamonds here, still here. He's like on the periphery of your life. I don't believe you've met him yet. I don't think it was Motorcycle Man. When we used to talk about him, I don't think that, remember the guy who came through town and he's moving there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think that's him, but he is here. And to me, the message for you, which is, by the way, the title of my book, The Message.
It is The Message, The Massage. Those on Facebook, it is dead center between us.
Oh, right. It is. Yeah. Anyway, the message here is to let you know that the one you're with is not the last man on earth. There is another, and behind him would be another. And I mean, it's a matter of choosing. You know, you got that whole choice and change thing. For you, you are choosing this man now. And I think it's going to go into the future. But I want you to know the King of Diamonds has not wavered. And there are times when it appears he's going to kind of come forth. And
that's when I drew the card on the computer and I saw it right there. It's like, oh, I'm just going to turn it over. I'm not going to read a thing because Deb can run with that. Plus, you've done cards for so much. That's what I drew, and I know you could walk with it. Why should I waste your time?
Well, sometimes people come into our lives like, the black guy that does all these fabulous shows.
Eddie Murphy.
Oh, no. Perry.
Jamie Foxx.
Steve Harvey.
Chris Tucker.
Steve Harvey.
Gaylord Perry.
Chris Rock.
She's talking about the guy that does, you're talking about the guy that does Madea?
Yeah.
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 Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry. I got the Perry right, okay?
That's why I just threw Gaylord. I threw all the Perrys on it. Perry Mason. Tyler Perry.
He is Madea. He says, people will come into your life sometimes just seasons. They're only here, like, for instance, to come here and help guide you in a new direction.
Yeah.
Or to help heal your heart or whatever the case might be.
Philosophy is an interesting whole subject on itself, and you almost are right on the borderline of being on drugs when you talk about it. Because people say, like, you have this big journey in life. Somebody comes along on your path, and then they leave. They weren't meant to stay with you the whole time. They were meant to be there for part of the journey to get you to keep.
Yeah, it's hard to
philosophy is like, oh, my God. It almost makes your brain want to explode or just do dope.
So
and I can't do dope where I work, so I got to just let my brain explode.
Let the cards be your dope.
Yes, and we got to move on. We got one more caller. We can do it. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Like
you.
A blessing.
For us.
Thank you.
Yeah, awesomeness. And we're going to rock right now, and we got about 8 minutes left, but we can do this.
Rock and
roll.
Yeah,
you walk out. Remember that place, Walk and Roll, that we used to go.
We used to go to a Chinese buffet,
Asian buffet, hibachi buffet. It has everything. They called themselves Walk WOK and Roll. It was a cool place. It's still there. They just call it something else now. All right, here we go. We're going to area code 919. Take us to the end. We got to pick it up a little bit.
Who is it?
North Carolina 919. We only got about 5-6 minutes. We got to rock hard.
Welcome to the show. And
This is Kay calling from Georgia. I'm in North Carolina.
Yes. How are you doing there, Kay?
I am doing okay, but I do have a question real quickly about my concerns. So I've been having some abdominal issues, and the quick short version of it is I had an x-ray done on Thursday. The doctor didn't necessarily see anything that she was concerned. Well, she couldn't see the concern, but she had me to go do an ultrasound the next day, which is Friday. What are you seeing?
Okay, now remember, I do not have MD credentials.
I understand.
Everything that happens here will not be any kind of procedural, medical, scientific thing. This is totally cards
totally
that will be based on how you're going to feel about this question.
Totally understand.
I ask what your symptoms are, though?
For the new people.
Are you having pain? Are you, you know, what are you feeling?
I work out. And, you know, exercise often. But this particular night, I went to turn and move, and I just thought I pulled a muscle in my abdomen because I could feel like a knot, like it felt like a knot. But from that point, and that's been like 4 months or 5 months now, it's still a little discomfort. And so I wasn't sure if it's a hernia, I just know something's not right because I have major nausea.
Yeah, you're right. For that long period of time, because I know what she's talking about. I've had that happen where I have pulled something and I feel a lump and I get worried, but it doesn't last more than a few days. Now she knows months, there's a concern. So what do you got, Deb?
Well, it's going to be something very treatable, if even at all. And the minute it said hernia, I heard a little bell go ding, but then I also heard like a bit of a twist
I don't know anything.
Yeah.
And sometimes people get a lot of masses that build up, but they're not cancerous at all in nature, whatever. They're
benign. Look at your own great-grandma.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what she was saying. Yeah, a lot of people get big masses. And
or
like, holy crap.
Or diverticulosis. They get those infected pockets.
And yes. And I was diagnosed years ago with diverticulitis, but I just kind of assumed that it had cleared up. But I just know something's not right because especially when I lie down, I feel somewhat of a discomfort.
Discomfort. Something's there. Okay.
Something's not right.
Yes.
And you know what? You're going to have a lovely little medical team working on this. She may even decide we'll try a different type of therapy so you don't necessarily have to go under the knife.
Good.
You know, but I'll tell
I
had an abdominal hernia, and I had it done at the, it's like Grey's Anatomy. We have medical school here, hospital, university.
Mm-hmm.
And
they had
a student do it, and it was so tiny you can't even see where it was that they fixed my hernia. Well, Kay, go ahead. I think you're going to be doing terrific. You'll feel better, and I can't wait for you to contact us and tell us everything went well.
We've got a couple minutes.
Wonderful.
Single...
Thank you.
Don't go yet. I'm going to turn this over to Deb with your single card.
It's seven of diamonds.
It's better for her to interpret.
That there will be a discussion about this in order to explore every possibility.
We go.
But I feel it's very routine. That's my opinion. It's a routine procedure that a lot of people get this kind of thing. So take care. They're going to chase us up here, so we have to go.
All good things have come to an end. But you were last but not least. That's awesome.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Everybody, first of all, we only got a couple of minutes.
We've got about 2 minutes. So
try and talk fast and say, let's keep everybody in the path of the hurricane. Just keep them all in our thoughts and prayers. Mother Nature can be a real biatch.
Hurricanes, we got wildfires all over the Canada. I mean, Mother Nature and Earth, damn. That's all you can say.
There's a lot of tragedy.
And not counting all the diseases out there and stuff like that are going on. COVID's ramping up.
Yeah, and try this, especially while we're in retrograde. Get up in the morning. Think of three things that you're grateful for. I've been doing this. This is my new practice.
Well, I could think about 15,000 things.
I take so much for granted, and it's time not to do that anymore.
The fact that we're right here is a whole bunch of things.
And boy, if there's
roof,
there's
electricity,
food,
health,
And if there's anybody out there that has a special viewpoint on something, or you're considered a expert, etc., consider joining the News for the Soul team. We have a wonderful group of people here that are practitioners. Many are scholars, et cetera, et cetera. I'm just saying, if you've ever wanted to be a radio talk show host, this could be your chance. Come on, join us. We'd love to have you come aboard. And
I think
with
we
that,
shall say goodbye.
I'm going to tell you the words of my grandmother, which I often do.
I killed Facebook.
She always said, to dream is to believe. And once you believe, all things are possible. So take care, everybody, and let's make the impossible become possible.
Next week, News for the Soul, folks. We shall be here. You be here with us.
Take care, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I shall go back into my Facebook.
This did not help you all.
Previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.